You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, January 15, 2019, week 274. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Teska.
And this is Destiny Pizza. It's time for the leftovers. Let's get into some movie news. Dune, Dave Bautista joins. He's making his way through every science fiction series
Seems
ever.
Seems like it. And I believe this is going to be directed by Denis Villeneuve.
And then the
who did Blade Runner. So
is it the same director? And I think the cinematographer they got from Blade Runner.
Okay.
As well.
But I mean, that's the Dave Bautista connection to him because he was in Blade Runner.
Yeah.
And also did one of those shorts.
Well, the new Dave Runner.
Yeah, the Blade Runner 2049. So I assume that's the connection there. He knows.
Oh, wait.
So.
Let's see. Oh, Greg Fraser. Is Denis Villeneuve? Is that who you said?
Villeneuve?
Yeah.
Villeneuve?
Is the director.
Villeneuve?
And then Greg Fraser is the cinematographer. Which is, he directed Rogue One and Lion. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like the movie that he's been dreaming of doing. But he was DP on Foxcatcher, Zero Dark Thirty, and Lion, and Rogue One. The Mortal Kombat news, there's an animated movie coming out, and Joel McHale and Jennifer Carpenter are leading it.
That's going to be in theaters?
I have no idea.
Mortal Kombat.
But apparently, people are theorizing that Joel McHale is going to be Johnny Cage, because of course he is.
Oh. What? Johnny Cage.
That's like the most fitting.
Yeah.
Actor. Like he is Johnny Cage.
Like actor, yeah.
In real life, I assume.
Yeah.
Well, his character in Community was very much like Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
Just a douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
He does that very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's a very nice guy. Lego Movie 2, the second part. Gal Gadot. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
To voice Wonder Woman.
That's cool.
So like RIP to Kobe Smulders, who was Wonder Woman.
I miss that, though.
She's in The Avengers. She's fine.
I know, but I like
that. You think she's going to
be
back in
DC animated movies, too.
You think she's going to be back in Infinity War? I mean, Endgame.
Of course. Why would you show her dissolving and Sam Jackson if they're not in?
You think she's going to be in Captain Marvel? Is she in Captain Marvel?
No, she'd be like a baby.
Oh, that's true.
Or like, wait, what year is it? Not a baby.
No, like, she'll be young, like a teenager.
Like a teenager.
She'll be like a Canadian pop star.
That'd be funny if they, like, they
show. Robin Sparkles.
They do a bunch of S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. They show, like, Jasper Sitwell.
Yeah.
Like,
nerd in college. Like,
yeah,
someone
like,
likes
you
him.
Think, who else from S.H.I.E.L.D. do you think would show up besides, like,
Coulson
that we know? Like, you think there'll be any other S.H.I.E.L.D. cameos?
I don't think so. Unless it's the dude from Civil War.
Well,
from Civil War. No, not from Civil War. Sorry, Winter Soldier.
Well, Bucky Barnes?
No, Robert Redford.
Oh. I feel like he's too good. Like, like, he would be too old. I mean, they could do the face thing. I feel like it'd have to be a different actor. Like, you couldn't do their face.
Yeah.
It'd be someone they don't use their face.
Does Robert Redford have a son? I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does.
Robert Redford, who's an actor?
Oh,
he does have an actor son?
A lot of actors have actor son.
James Redford?
Does he look like him at all?
You tell me.
I'll buy it.
Let's see if he's in Captain Marvel.
I doubt it.
That'd be amazing if I just said it right here.
Like, whoa.
Like, appears in Captain Marvel.
No,
he's a producer. Maybe he has an actor son. Scott Anthony Redford.
But you think Peggy Carter shows up now? How old is she at this point?
Oh, she'd be like super old. Because this movie takes place like, what, 20 years before?
20 years before Iron Man.
Her retirement party.
Oh, wait. No, only like 10 years before.
15. Well, 20 years before. I'm thinking like Winter Soldier or Civil War. About 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years.
So she can have her retirement party.
But she was in Ant-Man. Like, this is pretty close, like 5 years ish from Ant-Man, where there was like Michael Douglas. And...
Is it? I thought that was in like the '80s.
Maybe that is the '80s. What about?
It's like 10 years later.
Yeah, I guess it is. I guess it is the '80s. You're right.
I'm telling you, she's like upper, but like on her way out. They just have her around because she's like, she's the one who kissed Captain America.
That's the reason. Not because she's the badass agent.
Yeah. In the talk other, about me like minimizing her
they
significance.
Had a whole TV show about it.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, she, with the Captain America, that was the whole thing.
That was a big deal.
I argued Captain America's Captain America because she was there.
I would like to see her in it as like a super higher up.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be cool.
Would
I always like Peggy Carter
whenever
she shows up, though.
Would she be Nick Fury's boss? Yeah.
I don't think Nick, he's definitely not the head of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, he's
like
very
Redford,
young.
I guess, might be the head still or something.
I think Peggy Carter would be his Robert Redford's boss.
Yeah, I think she's the top until she retires whenever that happens. I think it was her and Howard Stark were like founded it.
But he's dead by now,
but
right?
He's dead by now because that's like 6 years after. I think it's like 96 and it's like 91, 1991.
Yeah.
Because so, he would show up. Too, I would assume if he was dead. Young
this
Tony
is a
Stark,
conversation we should have had it. We should have had yesterday.
Oh yeah, you're right. I forgot what day it was. Never mind. Moving on.
22 Jump Street, Men in Black reboot, like mix thing they're gonna do crossover.
Yeah,
they canceled.
Oh, that's disappointing because that'd be crazy.
Yeah,
it'd be really weird, and I'd want to see it.
Wasn't there a ride somewhere? Men in Black ride.
I think somewhere
where you like shoot the aliens.
I think somewhere. Don't know where though.
Me neither.
One of the Universal parks, maybe?
Is it Universal property?
Who is it on? Sony. Isn't it Sony?
I think so.
It's Sony.
Oh, it was at Universal Studios Florida, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Universal buys a bunch of other properties, too.
Is it still there?
Using their park.
Yeah, it's still there. We can go to Florida. And ride it, Mike.
Oh, it's still there. Okay.
Crazy. They have like a Spider-Man ride there. They have all these crazy rides.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they still have some rule, but that's why they can't, in Disneyland, Florida, they can't have Marvel stuff. Isn't that like a thing?
No, they can't refer to it as Marvel.
What does that mean?
They have to refer to it as like, because I think they're referring to it as like Stark Expo or something like that in California Adventure.
Because
they licensed that, like the Marvel name out for theme parks.
That's strange. But you can use the character.
Yeah.
Even in Florida.
Yeah.
Weird.
I believe so.
That's weird technicality. Okay.
Simple bird law, Mike.
Guess so.
Final Destination is getting rebooted. From the Saw writers.
Seems about time.
I like the fact that franchise wasn't rebooted, though.
Yeah, I do like when they made a new one, they were like, and this is the first one! What?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
They're like, the end of this one is the beginning of the first one. They're going on the plane.
That's nuts.
And then the Grinch.
Yeah, well, why don't they just keep that? Doing that, find it. It's just, yeah, whatever.
Well, it's weird because like it's like a monster almost in the first one. There's like a spirit that is changing things, yeah. And then later on, it's just like this is a weird coincidence.
But maybe like they're using the word like they use the word reboot a lot now.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean it's like
a
soft reboot.
Is a reboot. It's like no.
I was disappointed that they never had like reoccurring characters. They only had one character reoccurring. And that was Allie Larder.
Yeah.
From the first one to the second one. Yeah. You've seen these movies?
The first and the second one. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see the one that was a prequel.
That was like the best because
I remember
watching it
in the ending. I was like, that's awesome.
I remember watching it and I was like, why does everyone have old cell phones? Because that's like the thing.
Yeah. Well, that was Lost. That was my younger brother watching Lost.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, it was like future cell phone. Like they wouldn't have that technology because everything was a
remember
flashback.
In Weeds?
And he's like, it's a flash forward.
Yeah. Remember in Weeds when they had like the last episode?
Yeah.
And it was like the crazy cell phones.
Yeah, they had all the tech where we're already past that year, I think now.
Yeah, probably.
They weren't very good with the technology.
Particularly. And weed isn't fully legal.
Yeah. So.
Not yet.
Alternate reality.
The Grinch news, though. Highest grossing Christmas movie of all time. Beat out Home Alone, finally.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's, I mean, anime, is there another animated Christmas classic that's like, that's recently come? It's crazy how many, like, I'm always hard pressed to think of like Christmas movies. There like aren't that many. Like, I know there's like a million of them, but like not that many like well known like that did great in theaters. I feel.
Yeah.
There's like Elf,
which I don't think that did well in theaters. I think it's like a cult classic.
Yeah, that's like an after. Home Alone did well. But like they always make a Christmas.
But how many streaming numbers does it have? Does it have more than the Christmas? Was it the Christmas Carol? What is it called? Christmas.
What? Chronicles.
Chronicle. Was it more streaming numbers than that?
Than The Grinch?
How do we even compare it?
Can't.
No.
Like streaming and box office, two different things.
Yeah.
One's free after you pay for the service, and the other one, you gotta get at it, go see it.
That reminds me, Netflix dropped the Harvey Weinstein movie, the Weinstein Company's movie.
Oh, really? What was it?
I don't remember.
They just like threw money away, or?
No, they're just like, we're not gonna distribute this. Oh. So it's been like, they've been looking, shopping it around for like 18 months now.
Hmm.
No one wants to distribute it.
No one puts their name attached to that.
Yeah.
Are they trying to sell the Weinstein Company? Did that ever happen?
I thought that was going to go bankrupt.
Yeah. I thought that someone's trying to get the catalog.
Yeah, but how do you even buy it? Like, what? Like, no.
It's a big catalog.
Yeah, they got bad, a lot of, it's like, bad luck, though. Yeah. There's a lot of blood on that hands. That's like buying, so, like Nazis.
Clerks will never, like, Goodwill Hunting. Like, those movies still exist and are on packages of streaming stuff.
Yeah,
I'm sure Goodwill Hunting somewhere. It's probably on Netflix.
Did you hear, what movie was it? It was Office Space was originally supposed to have Matt Damon and Ben Affleck in it.
Nah, I didn't know that, no.
And then Ron Livingston like blew it all, like went crazy, like they did really well in the cast.
Huh.
Yeah. TV news, let's get into it. The Hunt, speaking of scumbag humans like Harvey Weinstein, The Hunt, Al Pacino is going to be hunting Nazis for Jordan Peele on Amazon.
At so first, I thought you were saying Al Pacino is a scumbag.
No, Nazis. I was like,
wait, what? Or Jordan Peele is, I don't know who you're talking about. Nazis, Al Pacino.
Yeah,
Jordan
which one
Peele.
Of these?
Which one's the scumbag? Hard to tell nowadays, you know?
Yeah. The generally accepted one is Nazis in my book still.
I like to think there's like a hardcore Nazi listening to this. And
he's like, what? Yeah, Al Pacino?
Yeah, Al Pacino is a.
A foreigner,
he is a scumbag.
Him and Jordan Peele and Amazon are all scumbags.
And Amazon, that's the scumbag too. So.
Yeah, and Nazi's eyes. Well, yeah. In reality too.
In kind of reality.
But yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. When's the last time Al Pacino did anything good though? That's what I'm concerned about.
It's tough.
I'm always like, yeah, Al Pacino.
Oh, I was thinking Michael Douglas. Everyone. I was like, he was good behind the candelabra.
He does a lot of good things. So yeah. Still. Al Pacino just seems like one of those. He seems like Robert De Niro, where you just like quit at a certain point. Just like, I'll get all these roles.
No, I think it was rumored that he owes Robert De Niro owes a lot of money.
Oh, really?
And that's why he does all these weird movies.
Oh,
I forgot where I read that. That he owed like a gambling debt or something, and that's why.
Yeah.
Oh, Paterno. He was Joe Paterno. I think that movie did well, right?
I don't think so. I think people said it wasn't great. Like, look at all the movies he's known for. It's all movies from
Carlito's Way 70. In 1993.
Yeah.
Heat. Donnie Brasco. Devil's Advocate. Okay, Devil's Advocate, 97. Any Given Sunday, 99.
I feel like this century now.
To be fair,
you're trying to find one, and you can't do it.
No, but to be fair, this century is like a huge.
It's like 19 years at this point.
This Danny Collins movie got 7 out of 10. That's pretty good. 7 out of 10?
Yeah, but that mean he's that good in it?
He's the main character, of course.
That doesn't mean anything. Plenty of movies where the main character's not good, but I'm like, I like this movie.
Like what?
Like Star, I don't think Mark Hamill in the first Star Wars is that good.
Crazy.
I don't think he's good.
And then Game of Thrones news, it's going to start April 14th, and apparently there's a teaser.
Oh, is there? What does it tease? Is it one of those teasers like remember when they did that teaser with all the faces in the thing? And it was. That was teasers like that? Where it's like ominous, or is it like a teaser with actual footage from the season? That is what my question is.
I see pictures.
Oh. There's probably a teaser on the internet, though.
Oh, here it is. So they're in the crypt.
Oh, he didn't go see his mom. Gee.
You know, like, to be fair, he doesn't know.
Dick, you don't know that. Maybe Bran already told him.
Sansa.
Let's see, she looks.
That line has an all new meaning.
I think people kind of made that, though. They're all dead, too. See, that's not, this can't be in actual, like, that's not in the actual show. I think this is literally just like a promo.
Unless it's one of Bran's weird visions.
Oh, that's... Seems too weird. They wouldn't build statues of them unless they were...
dead.
Dead.
Okay. Unless they were believed to be dead. No, but Sansa was known to be alive. No. Who would have done it?
They already went down there last season, too. They weren't... I think that's just a teaser.
Oh, there's this one, too.
Isn't that the first one? What?
Did you see this one already?
No.
I don't remember this one.
Where is Ghost? Where is
Ghost? So it's like the map, the table.
Oh, yeah. Wait, this is the new.
Oh, this will be crazy as the intro.
Oh, yeah. What if they just switch the intro on you?
Fire and ice. And a wall.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, this was, yeah, this was, must have been an easier, or earlier teaser.
Weird.
Is that December 6th?
I never saw it. Huh.
Anyways, so we saw that.
Yes, we did. April 14th.
April 14th.
New season. I'm excited.
Yeah. On MMA news, Jon Jones tested clean.
Oh.
On his fight night. So
he'll be able to fight.
Yeah. But people, it proves that he was clean, quote unquote.
Yeah. I don't know how those tests work.
Me neither.
I want to just not test anymore, it feels like.
That's what, there was a promotion, I think, in Japan that just didn't have any drug testing.
Yeah.
And now, like, John McCain was like, Yeah. He's like,
he's not alive.
You need more, well, like in the 90s. He's like, you need more organization.
I was like, whoa.
So they introduced weight classes and drug testing and all that.
Mm.
And now apparently there's going to be more drug testing than ever.
Oh. All
right. On Netflix today, Revenger and Sebastian Maniscalco, Stay Hungry. Come back tomorrow for WeViewed Reviewed and discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.